General state of religion. The first sign I wish to describe relates to the state of religion. The state of religion at any given time can be described either in terms of statistics, how many persons belong to one religion or the other, or it can be described in terms of the influence which religious teaching has on its followers. The Holy Prophet has used both methods in describing the state of religion at the time of the promised Messiah. The statistical part of the Holy Prophet's description is very clear. The Holy Prophet, on whom be peace, said that at the time of the second coming, Christianity would be in the ascendant. In the book of traditions called Muslim, it is said that on the day of judgment, most people would be Romans, which in Islamic vocabulary means Christians. In the time of the Holy Prophet, Romans were the votaries of Christianity, the instruments of its progress. The sign is full of significance. The Holy Prophet also said, إِذَا هَلَكَ كِسْرَى فَلَا كِسْرَى بَعْدَهُ وَإِذَا هَلَكَ قَيْسَرُ فَلَا قَيْسَرَ بَعْدَهُ وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَتُنْفَقَنَّ كُنُوزُهُمَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. When Khosrows dies, there will be no Khosrows after him. Similarly, when Caesar dies, there will be no Caesar after him. Then will you expend the treasures of both in the way of God. Here, the Holy Prophet prophesied about the fall of the Roman Empire and the disappearance of the official name of its emperors. If, after the destruction of the Roman Empire, Christians were to rise again and become a world power, it must be a most unusual development in history. Yet, it is this development which is pointed out as a sign of the promised time. The dominance of Christianity after its earlier destruction, improbable as it was, happens to have been clearly foretold. The prophecy was duly fulfilled. The empire of Caesar disappeared according to the prophecy. For a time, the nominal title of Caesar continued. The last rulers of Constantinople called themselves Caesars. On the fall of Constantinople, this nominal title also disappeared. Islam displaced Christianity in all parts of the then known world. From the 10th century of the Hijra began the decline of Islam. Christianity began to reassert itself in countries in which it was completely unknown at the time of the Holy Prophet's prophecy. Now, for the last 100 years or so, Christian nations have become so completely dominant in the world that the Holy Prophet's prophecy, the earth will be under the Romans, can be said to have been fulfilled to its very letter. This prophecy is important for another reason. Some doctors of Islam have said that this sign, the ascendancy of Christianity, will be the last to appear among the signs of the appointed time. Thus, Nawab Siddiq Hasan Khan, in his book Hujajul Kiramah, citing another book, Risala-e Hashariya, writes, Chun jumla ilamat hasil shawad qawmi nasara ghalba kunanda bar mulk hai bas yar mutasarrif shawand. When all the signs have appeared, then will the Christian people rise and establish their dominion over most parts of the world. Therefore, it seems that the sign of Christian dominance is not only a sign among signs, but a sign of special importance. It is the sign which, in the view of some Muslim ulama, was to complete the picture of the time of the promised Messiah.